Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There is a topic that I want to get you guys' opinion on because maybe I have just gotten soft. So there is a head coach. He is the head coach of Wagner University. He is currently under investigation from his school. He is under investigation for mistreating and verbally abusing players. Now, I mean, I can't say the words on the radio that he called the players, but he called the players a word that starts with a P, a word that starts with a B, and some other words. He then told another player when the player asked for water. The coach then told the player, if you're thirsty, just swallow your spit, and wouldn't allow the players to get a water break. So the players started hiding little water and little Gatorade bottles around the gym. Well, the coach found the Gatorade. He found the water bottles. And then when he found them, he told his team that they were going to run until all the Gatorade was out of their bellies. So the players, 2025, in which they got a little bit of power, they went to the administration, told on the basketball coach. Now the basketball coach is under investigation and might be suspended. And I clicked on the mentions of this because I was genuinely curious what people thought. And a lot of people were on the coach's side of this. These players are just getting soft. This is what playing basketball should be like. This is what playing sports would be like. I went through a lot worse when I was coming up. How dare the players do this? And in some ways, I understand that philosophy. Like, this was part of sports growing up. Your coach would yell at you. Your coach would curse at you. Your coach would call you a name. You would have to run. You would have to do all these kind of things. And that is just part of what playing sports was like. This is my question to you guys, 913-586-7965. And I mean this from a very genuine place. Why have we accepted that this is coaching? Why have we accepted this? What part of coaching is not allowing college students to go get water at the end of drills? Or high school players? Remember that scene in Remember the Titans when the offensive lineman asked for water. He's like, water makes you weak. No, water is very important. We've been doing exercises. I'm thirsty. Coach, let me go get some water. I want to come back and continue said drill. Why have we accepted that kind of treatment as coaching and making you more of a man and teaching you discipline? That's not what it sounds like to me. So when I hear this and I hear, well, this is how I was coached. This is what it should be. These players are getting soft. What if we have just quite simply realized that this isn't the most effective way to talk to 15 to 20-year-olds anymore? And that maybe, just maybe, as we have become in some ways a more evolved society, maybe we have just simply learned that we shouldn't treat other people this way. Why are you calling a 17-year-old a female dog? That's part of coaching? That's part of teaching them discipline? That's to make you better as a man, as a football player? That's teaching them life? That doesn't sound like a message we should be teaching kids. You can't go get water. You got me running suicides. We can't get a drink. And then when we do actually get something to drink, we're penalized for it. I just don't know why we have equated these things as coaching and a part of the experience of playing sports. That part is lost on me.
I don't disagree with what you're saying. I think coaching has become too much sometimes of, look how much I'm yelling at my players to, you know, elicit toughness. But I do think there's a line, because you've seen the social media clips the same way I have. Nick Saban, when he was coaching Alabama, did not take it easy on his players. He was harsh on his players. He never prevented them from having water, though. He never called them weak and words that we can't say on the radio because they were thirsty. We've all heard stories, and like, it's KU basketball lore about how difficult boot camp week is up in Lawrence. But there's a pretty stark difference between boot camp in Lawrence and I'm going to make sure all the Gatorade gets out of your belly. I do think there is something to coaches are trying to push people to the brink to kind of bring them together, galvanize a team. That's what coaching has always been. But I think that line, when you cross it from, hey, we're trying to make you tougher, and you pass it, is a larger fall off now than ever before. And maybe that's why the Nick Sabans and co are not in coaching. But I do think, a little bit to the commenter's point on your story, some of that just is, hey, they have to coach you tough to develop a toughness. I think this guy went way too far, though.
Yeah, and I guess what my question is what are we defining as toughness, and what is allowed and what is not allowed in this? Like, I'm reading the text line. If we are comparing what it's like to play college basketball to going to the Marines, then haven't we just lost the plot in all of this? Going to play basketball in Kansas is not serving in the military. So how you motivate and mentally prepare them to be the best that they can be, we should acknowledge that that is very different than what you need to go play basketball against Iowa State at Hilton Coliseum. That's what I mean in all of this. I feel like we have been told our entire lives, this is what is acceptable behavior from the coaches and people who are supposed to have our best interest at heart. And I think now, as we're just getting older, and maybe now that we're the parents and we're the old guys, we're like, wait, that actually didn't make me really feel good. It didn't make me feel good at 15 years old for this 40-year-old man to be yelling at me and screaming at me. And he was making it seem like this was the best thing for me. And no, it actually made me want to quit playing sports. I just want to know why this is part of the experience.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's... Now, maybe the cursing part of it, like, all right, him calling you a punk, like one of the words, like, all right, him calling you a punk, like, you got to be a little tougher than this. Like, since when have we just allowed, like, how is cursing at teenagers, how is that getting the most out of them? That just is lost on me in all of this. The water thing is just insanity to me. Like, we've now gone past the point of anything, because I watch these NFL games, they drink a lot of water. Almost every time they stop, I see. They have somebody else. The players don't even squirt water in their own mouths. They have some woman come around or some random man come around and squirt the water for them. So we get water in the game. Why can't we get water in the practice? That's the part that is extreme in all of this. That just, I don't understand why we have classified that as coaching. And it just seems like there are better, more effective ways to get the most out of people than that.
And this is my point. I think there is a not so subtle difference between belittling a teenager and yelling at him to get your point across. I don't mind if a coach is yelling at you. To my Nick Saban point, I think there's like, it's like a famous clip now. If you have an Instagram reel, you've probably seen this clip where he's yelling at one of his players that he has to cut harder. Like, you can't just lollygag a slant. You got to cut. And he throws his hat and he's all angry. He in that moment is coaching. Yes, he's yelling. Yes, he's, you know, being demonstrative, but he is still, in fact, coaching and teaching. He's yelling, cut, you gotta cut. There is a pretty big difference between Nick Saban doing that, and I'm cherry picking a Hall of Famer, and this coach at Wagner saying no to water, which is insanity to me, and belittling the kids. I don't mind yelling at the kids if you're yelling because you're angry or frustrated or you're trying to get your point across. Yelling at them and calling them names that me and you would be fired for saying in your own gym in October, September of college basketball season is far beyond the line. And I think, to your point, the line has become blurred for some coaches of what is being demonstrative and yelling while still teaching and coaching versus what is demonstrative and yelling and now belittling your team. They are two very different things. And I feel like people, bad coaches mostly, blur the lines on what the two are.
I think just as I've gotten older, and we can move on and talk about the Chiefs, I just wanted to get you guys' opinion on this. If you just tuned in, there is a head coach. He is the head coach at Wagner University. He was recently suspended from coaching. The players went to the administration and talked about some of the practices that they have had. He called the players some names. He also wouldn't let them get water during drills. And my main point was just when it comes to coaching, like, why have we just accepted that this is a part of coaching? I think at least for me in my own life, this is just where I am, is I'm just big on if it can't be reciprocal, then maybe we shouldn't do it. Like, I'm not going to talk to you on the text line any way that I wouldn't want you talking to me. I'm not yelling at you if you also, because I don't want you yelling at me. And I think in a lot of these situations, what we just see is the players have been able to level out the dynamic of things. 20 years ago, the coach could treat you any kind of way he wanted to, because what option do you have? If you choose to leave this university, you got to sit out for the next year. Who knows what that means for your academics? Maybe you can't go play somewhere. So the players just quite simply didn't have a whole lot of power back then. I think what you are seeing now is it has to be much more even, because the players have a choice. They have a say in the matter anymore. You can't talk to a certain player any old kind of way anymore, because if he doesn't like the way that you talk to him, I can just leave. I don't have to be here anymore, and I can instantly go play somewhere else that is going to put me in a much different environment. That's not too much different than life. Some of you will quit your job because you didn't like your boss and you just instantly went to go work somewhere else. You don't have to put up with, hey, I don't like this person. No, it's time for me to go find another job. That's also life too, where there has to be a back and forth between adults and in the environment. There has to be a yin and a yang. And I think for too long, we have just accepted that the coach has all of this power and the students have none of this power. And I think what you were starting to see is something we've always known from the very beginning of, it doesn't have to be that way. I don't think the players should have all the power. And we talk about limiting them, whether it's an NIL or the transfer portal, but the coaches also shouldn't be able to operate however they want to. There has to be balances in the way that this thing works.
I also think, to your point of, you know, college is changing. If you're going to yell at and belittle a kid's going to transfer. I've always felt like the pros have always made this work. Like, Andy Reid is one of the best coaches in the NFL, maybe of all time. You know what I saw him do on Sunday? Chest bump one of his players and get in one of his best players' faces yelling. Bill Belichick might not be working in college. He was on the cover of Us Weekly, but he's probably the best NFL coach of all time. Do you know what he did with guys making money on his team? He was still able to coach them and get the best out of them and discipline them without ever being in the news for being a problem. Like, I understand your point about NIL and players can transfer now, and I get it. The text line thing at that point too. But I think that point's just a little bit lame to me, because NFL football and basketball coaches, or NBA coaches, excuse me, have been able to do all the same things college coaches are, with discipline, building a program, building a culture, all that stuff. And you don't hear stories about them being like, well, it can't coach because so-and-so makes $1 million. I think the NIL excuse is a little bit lame to me at times.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.